Well, we're going to talk education this morning. I have a guest in studio with us today. Steve Pelzer joins us. He's the superintendent of the CAM Community Schools. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I know you have a difficult time finding the time to squeeze things like this in anymore. It's been a very busy period for you, and one of the reasons is the new Iowa Connections Academy that the CAM School District is helping to spearhead. Pretty exciting project.
Well, it's new. It's the first time in Iowa, and I think any time, you know, a first comes through the state, that it's exciting, it's scary, and, you know, everything with it. So we're excited about it. We're excited to get going with it and you know, see how successful we'll be with it.
You know, it's one of those things, too, that it's getting, as everyone knows, education is extremely important, but like everything else, it gets more and more expensive and more difficult for a lot of things. School districts are getting larger physically. It's getting tougher to move students from place to place, and we've seen all the mergers and things. We need to continue to be creative, and technology, I guess, gives us that opportunity.
Right, and the board at CAM has always been very innovative and progressive and proactive, and we look at this, you know, the driving force behind, you know, the agreement that we made with Connections is basically what can it do for our students at CAM. And you mentioned finances. You know, it's very difficult to offer the wide range of programs that you would like to offer in a small school. And through the partnership, we feel that we'll be able to do this to a greater degree than we are right now. We've identified three areas that CAM students can benefit, or that we can enhance our program. One of those is our Talented and Gifted program for our third through eighth graders. We do a pretty good job right now with our math program in Talented and Gifted, because of, you know, resources and personnel, it's very hard to expand beyond that. And we look at this as an opportunity to expand those opportunities, enrichment activities for kids through classes that we'll have access to through Connections. Another area that we've looked at is advanced placement courses for our high school kids. We'll have next year available to our CAM students, we'll have four advanced placement courses offered through the Iowa Connections Academy that our students will have access to. And then the third area we identified, and it seems to be, you know, something that every school has to deal with, is credit recovery. Those kids that lose credits as freshmen, sophomores, or the student that moves into your district that's down in credits. It seems like so often we wait till they're juniors or seniors, and they get so far down in credits that they end up really struggling to graduate. And we look at this as an opportunity to offer early credit recovery through Connections Academy courses for our freshmen, sophomores, to try to keep them on track for graduation.
It's probably not a surprise to anyone that there's an effort being made to try to integrate technology a little bit more with and the flexibility options with education. But what probably surprises folks is, well, gee, you'd think that would happen in a big school first. But, you know, the big schools don't have some of the same issues to overcome that this can help with that a small school. You know, how in the world did it end up at the CAM school district?
Yeah, well, I heard about this, you know, it was in November, I believe. I had heard that there's a couple companies in the state that want to provide a public K-12 online school. I started looking into it. The Connections Academy people were actually in discussion with another district in Western Iowa at the time. I told them to give me a call if that fell through, and within a few days I got a call, and we started some discussions, and I started to do a whole lot of research and looking into the company and to the idea. And I guess that's how it ended up at CAM. And you're right, the larger districts a lot of times can't provide a lot of the technology that smaller districts do. We're very fortunate at CAM in that, you know, our buildings are paid off, we're debt-free, so we're able to use a lot of our facility and technology money for technology. You know, we're one-to-one school, third through 12th grade now. You know, we have interactive whiteboards in all of our classes. We introduced iPads to our lower elementary this year that they're using apps to work with kids. So, you know, to us, you know, being as progressive as we've been, this just seemed like a logical next step to look into.
All of the technology used in class is one thing. You still have teacher supervision there. Not all kids are disciplined enough I know at the college level, there are a lot of kids will go and get their degree and never set foot in a classroom. They do so much of it online. But in high school, some of the kids need some of that kind of order and discipline and structure in their lives. This might not be for every student.
Oh, no. This would be, and you know, I'll go on record as saying there's no way you're going to replace the classroom teacher and the traditional model that we have. Teachers facing students is and always will be the best education. As you said, there is a very small percentage of students in the state who do not do well in the traditional brick-and-mortar setting. This is a program that reaches out and gives those families another option. Typical, you know, students that I think of when we think of a K-12 online public school are, well, there's a lot of parents and students who are homeschooling right now. This gives them the option of having a solid curriculum and still be educated at home. There's students out there, and I've received calls from two or three that have students with medical problems that cannot go into the school. And again, this gives another option. And I think that's what we like to do at CAM for our students. And I think, you know, even statewide is you know, what just to provide another option for those kids. And like you say, it's a very small percentage of students in the state. You know, most kids thrive and do very well in the traditional setting, and they'll continue to do so.
The children that take advantage, the families that take advantage of this particular program, how do you see that playing out? Do you see the majority of them supplement their current educational opportunities with this, or it becoming their education?
Well, the Iowa Connections Academy is a full-time public K-12 school. Okay. Students throughout the state that choose to enroll in the Iowa Connections Academy will be full-time students. And that's with the exception that as a partner at CAM, we do have access to individual courses that we can use to enhance what we're doing in our regular setting.
So there's the benefit to you guys being the spearhead.
And as I said before, you know, that it was the driving force before, you know, the driving force behind our board really wanting to look into this. And you know, I think any school district in the state is number one looking at what's best for our kids, what can this do for our kids? And that's the angle that CAM took on that.
So from your aspect, from your standpoint here, you're primarily interested in promoting it here locally as to how it can help local students. But there is a group that's working on promoting it elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a statewide school. Any student in the state can become a student at the Iowa Connections Academy through open enrollment, just like any, you know, student can open enroll to another district's traditional school. So basically it will add a second school to the CAM district, completely separate from our current pre-K-12 traditional setting. We will have, in addition to that, a K-12 virtual academy as part of the CAM district.
It's very interesting. And the money follows the student?
The money follows the students. Resident districts through open enrollment, just like any other open enrollment case in Iowa right now, the money follows the student. And in this case, most of the money that CAM receives will follow the student to pay for the teachers, administrators, curriculum that drives the education through the academy.
As the host, do you guys end up providing most of the teachers, most of the resources?
Actually, no. The Connections Iowa Connections Academy will hire their own staff. They're currently advertising for a principal, a guidance counselor, and a manager of special education. As soon as we get an idea of the number of students that we have, then they'll start filling staff positions. One thing that is not going to be compromised, nor, you know, it can't be compromised, is the fact that all of these teachers will be certified Iowa, properly licensed and endorsed teachers and administrators. This staff will actually be housed in the CAM district. Education will come out of some facility in our district yet to be determined. And, you know, it's just like a, you know, a traditional school. Teachers come to work in CAM and teach kids, except they're doing it online and instead of in person.
I know my elementary years would have been a lot easier if I could have been sent to a virtual principal's office.
You know, that's one really big advantage as a principal is, you know, you actually get to work with students and families and achievement data and all that kind of things, and not have to worry about all the managerial things that go along with it. And you know, I've had several people seriously talk to me about it as a, you know, something that's very interesting to them.
Have you had a lot of feedback already? A lot of people interested, inquiring?
You know, as far as the positions being advertised, the applications go to Connections. They don't come to me. So, you know, I really don't know what they have for applicants at that point. As far as student enrollment, I have no idea. I have no expectations. It's just one of those, let's wait and see, you know, how many kids and families choose this option. And because, it, you know, like I say, it's brand new. It's a very small percentage of kids, and all of that's to be determined yet.
It'll grow as it grows. Very good. Well, good luck with the program.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the chance to come over and talk about it and get some accurate information out there, you know, regarding the Iowa Connections Academy.